It's Weekend Edition here on 90.1 WABE, Atlanta's NPR station. I'm Jim Burris. If you joined us at this time yesterday, you might remember the conversation I had with Erin Brockovich. The Atlanta-based Captain Planet Foundation Friday named her this year's Protector of the Earth. But Brockovich was not the only honoree. Another is a teenager from right here in Metro Atlanta. Charles Orgbon III is this year's Captain Planet Young Superhero for Earth. His nonprofit, Greening Forward, has grown to support young environmental changemakers across the globe. And when we spoke before Friday's event gala, he said it all started when he decided to pick up some trash.
I went to a school in Charleston, South Carolina that required service, and my service project was to pick up litter. I did that because it was easy to do. I could do it after school. My school even gave me the gloves and trash bags to do it. And it was actually a grade for us. And then it turned into me learning more and more about environmental issues and moving beyond just me being doing this to fulfill a requirement, but to do this because I thought this was interesting and I thought people needed to do this.
And how long ago was this?
This was when I was 12 years old in the fifth grade.
What about picking up trash on the side of the road kind of gives you this aha moment where you see the bigger picture?
The bigger picture is, what's the story behind how this trash got here? Did someone just throw this on the side of the road, and why would they do that? So that kind of like sparked my interest in like, in fifth grade, I thought that the environment movements started at littering and ended at recycling. But then I learned that there's so much more to the environment, environmental issues that our world faces.
Do you find that you kind of tailor your interest and your work toward one aspect of environmental protection? Or, how do you pick and choose what you do?
Well, Greening Forward skirts the rails of a youth development organization and an environmental organization. Because, and honestly, we're a youth leadership and development organization that helps young people build the skills and have the resources they need to take action against environmental issues in their communities. These young people just happen to be eco-warriors and environmentalists, and give them the platform to share their ideas with one another and connect with one another.
When you decided, I'm going to do this, this is going to be kind of what I arranged, this is going to be my mission, so to speak, what did you think would happen versus what has happened?
Well, I guess as a naive fifth grader, I thought I could free the world of litter. But I haven't really gotten close to that goal, and that really hasn't been my goal now. My goal is to help other young people find their spark and help them share that spark with others and lead meaningful campaigns that continue to grow and inspire others to join the environmental movement. And those young people are working on all sorts of environmental issues across the environmental sphere.
Here at home in Metro Atlanta, when you look around, what concern do you see on a daily basis here where you live that you hope has changed?
When I visit other cities, I admire, like especially up north, how there are different attitudes towards public transportation. So that's definitely something that I notice here in Atlanta, is how can we expand our mass transit system. So I live outside of MARTA, and I can't really do that. And I hope to one day live in a community where I don't have to have a car, because I could rely on mass transportation.
Thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Charles Orgbon III is this year's Captain Planet Young Superhero for Earth. You can hear this and other features by going to our website at wabe.org.